The House chairman of the legislature's Energy Committee put a bold proposal on the table. Create a new authority to buy out electricity system poles and wires owned by Central Maine Power and AmeriMaine. Fred Bever explains.
Representative Seth Berry, a Bodenham Democrat, has clashed repeatedly with utilities in recent years over rates and bills and renewable energy. Now he is radically upping the ante and proposing that the state create a nonprofit consumer-owned transmission and distribution utility and have it take over CMP and Emera's assets and operations.
A Maine Power Delivery utility that purchases, at a fair price, the assets of CMP and Emera Maine and shakes their hands and says, respectfully, goodbye.
That would be a $4 billion handshake, the value of the combined CMP and Emera assets, according to 2017 filings with state regulators. Berry says it would be affordable, though, because the state would float revenue bonds to finance the purchases, bonds which are not taxed by the federal government.
This is not magic. It's not sleight of hand. We are refinancing at different interest rates. That's all it is. And that's how we reduce rates.
And Berry says that in addition to the debt cost savings, ratepayers in the newly created Maine Power Delivery Authority would also benefit because their rates would no longer have to return profits to private investors, returns that routinely rise above 10% in Maine. The tax savings and the lack of the need to generate profits for shareholders, he estimates, would cut electricity delivery rates by 15% while improving service reliability. That's appealing to Rick Savage, a business owner and Republican who appeared at the press conference along with electrical workers and others supportive of the plan. Savage co-owns multiple businesses in the Bethel area, and he's chafed under CMP's monopoly there.
In my work as a developer, I deal with Central Maine Power on a daily basis. To be honest, it's like dealing with the mafia. We are sending hundreds of millions of dollars overseas every year for no reason.
Overseas, that is, to CMP's parent company in Spain and Emera's in Nova Scotia.
You know, the Maine legislature has considered similar bills in the past.
Catherine Hartnett is a spokeswoman for CMP. She says Berry's plan would amount to a taking of private property, a taking that could violate the state and federal constitutions. She says previous similar efforts have failed.
Because of, the question of questionable benefits and legal and constitutional challenges. And I would think those same questions would come up with regard to this bill to seize private assets.
In 1973, Maine voters rejected a statewide ballot initiative that would have created a public power authority. Dick Davies, a former state public advocate who was involved in that campaign, says that this year there may be more of an appetite for such a move. Davies points to the recent controversies around CMP's billing practices, its rates, reliability, worker layoffs, and its plan to build a new transmission line through Maine's western woods. And Emera's rates and service quality are problems, too, he says.
These are all problems that can be addressed with a new entity that has as its sole interest the interest of the ratepayers.
In theory, it's a great idea. In practice, it's going to take some work.
Todd Shea is the general manager of Kennebunk Light and Power, which is the state's largest nonprofit consumer-owned electricity distribution utility. It's a utility which manages to deliver electricity at a lower price and more reliably than the big investor-owned utilities in Maine. Shea says that record is possible partly because, with only 25 square miles to cover, Kennebunk Light and Power can keep close watch on its infrastructure with relatively few field workers.
The density of linemen is really the big issue here is to have the service that we provide, you need a lot more linemen. You need a lot more coverage. How the authority would do that will be interesting to see.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for Emera Maine declined direct comment on Berry's proposal, saying only that the company is proud of its workers and focused on improving service. Emera's parent company is pursuing the sale of some of its assets, but spokeswoman Judy Long says the company will provide details, quote, when the time is right. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.